tuned in to 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people on UBC's Point Grey campus. We don't even have to try, cause we're living over life. We're living the over life. We don't even have to try, cause we're living over life.
Don't drink too fast, you're just a little kid.
Good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name's Kelly. I'm going to be your host for the next hour. Right before this, we had CITR Student Executive kicking off hour one of 24 Hours of Student Power. And now I am in the studio with Friendly Collective to kick off hour two. So welcome, guys. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself? Just tell me your name and what you do with Friendly Collective, maybe?
Sure, thanks. My name is Fiona Zhang, and I am the founder of Friendly Collective, and here I have my partner.
Hi, guys. So my name is Lisa Nguyen, and I am the partner for Friendly Collective and the chief of operations.
Yeah, so Friendly Collective, we are basically a two-woman show, UBC student-run, and we would like to think that we'll become an e-commerce agency, but we don't really know at this point.
Yeah, we're just starting out, but hopefully we're going to learn along the way.
So what we want to focus on is giving an average person the chance to live an eco-friendly lifestyle towards a zero waste, a beautiful zero waste society without the hassle of trial and error through beta or DIY products, but to skip those steps and go straight into experiencing beautiful products, quality products, where
so yeah, we basically want to offer sort of the sort of products that people are able to be attracted to, and right from the get-go, we want sort of like a good quality to our products.
Yeah, to be more specific, I started Boba Baby before Friendly Collective, and now Boba Baby is just a division of Friendly Collective. And so from Boba Baby, we have our glass straws and our bubble tea cups, and we aim to be aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, and for glass straws, I basically came up with the idea of glass straws because, like, all over the internet, I could not, for the heck of my life, I could not find a cute one. Like, I just...
Especially for bubble tea,
yeah,
right?
Definitely. Like, especially since nowadays, anything that's attractive to me is... It's just the eco-friendly aspect. I don't really care about anything else. Just because we're near the end of the world. And
we're trying to save the world, basically.
Yeah, basically.
No big deal, right?
I just feel like a lot of people go through things like water bottles and trying to find a perfect water bottle and end up, like, from Nalgene to a Swell bottle. Mm-hmm. And, like, what happens to the Nalgene bottle? It sits at the back of your cupboard untouched.
Poor Nalgene.
Yeah, poor Nalgene. And it's like, yeah, you're using a reusable bottle, but still, you purchase that product that was used with so much land, sea, air, all of the energy in Earth, all integrated into one product that won't ever be used again. And now you're using a Swell bottle that is aesthetic, individualized, beautiful, artistic.
So we want to be the Swell bottle of straws, essentially. We want to skip that unnecessary step of having products that are kind of in the middle, like maybe they're kind of aesthetic but not really. Maybe it's something that you might use sometimes, but we want something that you would feel like you want to flaunt it to all your friends, and you're happy to show it, and you're not ashamed of reusing your straw.
Yeah, so which came first, Boba Baby or Friendly Collective? It's Boba Baby, just because of seeing all the bubble tea litter all over our city. And it's really a shame because bubble tea is such a huge culture.
Especially in Vancouver.
Yeah, and all the big cities with the Asian diaspora being the largest ethnic group in around the world, really, and sharing beautiful, sharing delicious recipes. Mm-hmm. It's really a beautiful thing.
Right.
But, you know, what comes with it is pollution, litter, and no one really talks about it.
And, I mean, for bubble tea, at least, like, it's hard to imagine drinking bubble tea without a straw. And so it's almost impossible for some people.
It's integrated within our culture.
Yeah.
And that's why from Boba Baby, I decided, hey, there's got to be something bigger than this. So I started Friendly Collective. Mm-hmm. Friendly Collective, where we will have different collections, Boba Baby being one of the divisions, and hopefully we can expand to different divisions where we could touch on other products.
And why Friendly? Well, because we're Canadians, of course, and
yeah,
we're obviously very friendly, and we say sorry and thank you to everyone. So
everything is interconnected, you know. You got to be friendly to your neighbors, friendly to Earth.
Friendly to the nature.
Yeah. You got to... everything is interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something that the Canadian culture, within our Canadian culture, really, starting with the natives, they talk about life on Earth connected with nature and all the elements together.
It's not only being nice to people, but also to
life itself.
Nature and Earth.
Yeah.
And the planet, right?
We only have one home, guys.
I don't think we're going to Mars anytime soon.
Yeah. So when did you start Boba Baby? How old is it?
So I think, yeah, September 1st. Yeah, definitely September 1st, because on the last day of August, I was having a breakdown. I was thinking, like,
the typical school stuff, you know.
Yeah,
like,
you know, like, I was feeling really hopeless and forgetting my direction and, like, really forgetting about my passion. Throughout high school, I was in many leadership programs where where I would focus on service to the community, and, like, I really cared about the environment.
Yeah, you're part of Green Team, right?
Yeah. And BioCycle, where we started the compost system. And actually, in high school, when I was 16, I talked to the Vancouver City Council. And part of the Vancouver Greenest City Fund, influencing the council to vote yes on implementing the compost system throughout the greater Vancouver. And it's still one of my proudest moments, because it's really integrated into our Canadian culture right now.
I mean, speaking of Vancouver, have you heard about the straw band?
I have. But do you want to talk a bit more about it, expand on it a little bit?
Yeah. So starting from June 1st, 2019, Vancouver will be banning plastic straws and single-use items, I believe, for utensils.
I think in styrofoam containers.
Yes. That's right. But we're taking things one step at a time.
Yes. So we're starting with straws, and that kind of was what prompted us to even try. Like, there is a market for this, especially because of this ban.
Yeah. A lot of our friends were pretty, of course, they're really supportive of what we do, but at the same time, they worry for us, because it is an investment that we're putting in. I mean, we're poor students, and, like, I only have 14 cents in my bank account, and I'm not kidding. These are, like, how much?
I'm 57 cents.
Yeah. We're not kidding. Like, we put our heart and soul into this project.
But we do this because we're thinking.
We believe in this.
It's for a greater cause, right?
Yeah, and, like, our friends worry for us because there are competitors. But, you know, our competitors are steel straws that you could wear on your wrist. Like, what the heck? Like, would you really wear a straw? Like, no hate to all the innovators.
No, but it's great. It's great, like, that there are multiple options available.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of this.
But you know what? That's what bands do. Like, good bands, such as the plastic band or single-use band.
Yeah.
Because they they encourage creativity coming from youth, coming from problem solvers, coming mm-hmm. from people who actually care. And so with, again, with all this trial and error of different products coming out, why not make a quality product?
From the get-go.
Yeah, from the get-go. So innovation is not wasted. Like, product is not wasted on innovation that won't, you know, won't integrate into the society as well. It's like... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just really put off by the wearing straws on your wrist.
I mean, we definitely. I mean, definitely for our product, we did extensive research to ensure that our product works and that, you know, we can actually suck pearls. I guess. I mean,
speaking of which, like we were looking at a whole bunch of Amazon reviews.
Yeah,
and like,
we read them?
Actually, let's talk about that later. It'll be hilarious.
Oh my god! Yes.
But like, I just want to mention one one review, just because you said it's hard to suck on,
right?
Just now, one review said, wow, this straw is perfect. It's glass, it's beautiful, mm-hmm. But it's just really hard to suck on. It's like the tapioca pearls, you know? It is a huge issue. There's no perfect measurement. I mean, yeah, if you go on Amazon and you type in bubble tea straws or boba straws, mm-hmm. the vocabulary depends on where you are in North America, really. We tried all the keywords. if you search it up online, you just can't find the optimal straw with the...
For bubble tea.
Yeah, for bubble tea.
Right.
And, like, bubble tea straws are essentially universal straws. The fattest straws mm-hmm. that's comfortable to sip on, yet you could use it for any drink you want. Mm-hmm. So the perfect straw that we have... It's a perfect diameter where you could suck the...
There's no other way to put it.
Where you can vacuum up.
Absorb.
The tapioca pearls with ease, without like...
No, there's no issue
about
that.
Yeah, there's no issue. You know, when you buy bubble tea, it's supposed to be relaxing. It's supposed to be a treat yourself thing.
You shouldn't have to vacuum up your
pearls. You shouldn't have to put in an effort to do it. It's like the end of the day, you're really tired, you just had an
exam.
You
just want a damn bubble tea. Like, that's what you ask.
Yeah, exactly. It's a reward drink, you know? Anyone relate?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter if a straw is aesthetically pleasing or if it's eco-friendly, if it doesn't do its sole purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
function
get the
first.
Liquid and the tapioca pearls from the cup into your mouth. So, like, if it doesn't do that...
I mean, that's why we also have a slanted point, right?
Yeah. Right now, okay, someone... like, I'm not going to name names, but, like, one Vancouver bubble tea shop created a stainless steel straw. No hate, by the way. Don't come at us. But they basically trademarked, or are actually, we searched it up. They wrote trademark in their Instagram, but it's really not trademark yet. They're in the process, I guess, but... Anyway,
she's spilling the tea.
Yeah, spilling the tea. Like, they marked it as trademarked for boba straw,
but they
really,
didn't actually.
Yeah, they didn't actually. There's no, it's not like the traditional bubble tea straw. Why? Well, first of all, it's stainless steel. Second of all, there's no slant. Do you know how important it is to have the slant in the straw? You may think that it's important to prick the straw into the plastic.
But that's like, not it. That's not just it.
That's not the essential part. Mm-hmm. The essential part of the bubble tea straw is so you don't have to move it up and down just to drink the damn pearls. I'm telling you.
It's a science. That's why they made that shape, right?
When you're driving or when you're, like, when you're driving, you're not supposed to be distracted. But let's be real. You're going to... You're going to buy that bubble tea. You're going to bring it to your friends at a house party.
I mean, maybe you're holding a bubble tea drink in one hand.
Yeah, in one hand.
And like, shopping bags in the other.
You're going to put it in your cup holder. And then while you're driving, while you're walking, whatever you're doing, you're sipping, you have one hand on the bubble tea cup. You don't, like, are you kidding me? To use the other hand just to move the straw up and down?
It's not like you use your mouth to move, like, up the straw up and down. Yeah, that's not happening.
Okay. Just imagine that.
Create the image in your mind.
Anyway, it's, you know, the original bubble tea experience.
It's ruined. It's kind of lost.
The bubble tea experience is really the experience of a typical Vancouverite. Every, like, after schools or, like, after tutoring, whatever, after a stressful day, you buy bubble tea to relax. And you reminisce about, well, maybe it's just me, but I reminisce about the first time I begged my mom to buy me a bubble tea drink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like, that experience is just buying a colorful drink. You mm-hmm. drink the tapioca pearls. You chew on a drink, you know? It's a whole
process.
Experience,
yeah.
You know, you don't have to use that effort to where the straw is too narrow or whether you taste a metallic taste from a stainless steel straw or
it's too cold for your teeth, it's too hot.
That's what happens when temperature conducts through metal, you know. I don't really don't think that stainless steel is the way to go. It's not the future. No.
I mean, that's why we went with glass. I mean, there is currently glass straws available, but they're all mainly bent or straw, like straight. There isn't any pointed end specifically made for bubble tea.
And if there is, you're not going to want the stainless steel taste.
I mean, I heard about glass straws from a YouTuber, and so I was like, okay, yeah, like, this seems pretty cool. So I actually ordered some glass straws for my regular straw,
yeah. Mind you, like a regular size glass straw.
And I found, like, I was slightly worried about maybe it breaking or anything, but so far it's been good. Like, I've been using it for my smoothies. Obviously, I can't use it for my bubble tea because it's not big enough, but hopefully with ours, we definitely can.
Yeah, for sure. Right? This straw is made out of, well, you know that it's a glass straw, right? It's made out of borosilicate glass. Mm-hmm. So it's basically the same material as Pyrex glass, where you use it's Pyrex, you know, household name. You bring your this Pyrex container to school.
Yeah, your Tupperware.
To put your lunch in. You microwave it.
It's a type of glass used as test tubes as well.
Yeah, exactly. I guess a lot of people are concerned about it breaking, hey?
Yeah, but the thing is, like, think about phones, for example, like our iPhones. Like, they are made out of glass, but, I mean, before there was Nokia phones, and they were kind of basically like rocks. You could throw it against the wall, and they
I dropped mine
break.
Off the patio, and it was still alive.
Exactly. I mean, how come we're not using Nokia phones right now, right? We would much rather prefer use an iPhone, despite the fact that probably hundreds of iPhones get shattered on their screens, unfortunately, right? But we still use it because of its functionality, its aesthetic.
It's beautiful.
Well, I guess if you're using the same glass as, like, what Pyrex is made out mm-hmm. of, like, Pyrex never breaks. I have literally dropped, like, casseroles and Pyrex dishes onto
Here's
the
proof.
Floor, and, like, they're fine. Like, I'm the clumsiest person in the world, and I always buy Pyrex, and I've always been fine. So.
Exactly.
I feel like now
It's the strongest commercially available glass.
Yeah, like, when I heard glass straws, I was, like, immediately being a clumsy person. I was like, that would break in a second for me. I was like, I would drop it or I'd, like, step on it or something. But now I'm like, oh, no, I want one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, they're great.
You know how we talked about swell bottles? Mm-hmm. Well, for our boba baby straws, they're individualized, too. Like, I don't think that you could do the same thing with steel straws.
No, we made it aesthetic on purpose, right?
Yeah. Our first collection is called the Jewel Collection just because of the iridescent colors. We're staying true to our the germaphobe side of me, where you could see through the straw. Yes, it's glass, so you can see through it.
Right, so if there's any sort of, like, gunk or anything, you can definitely wash it off. There will be a bristle with it, right? So you can scrub it all off.
But, like, it's aesthetic because of the different colors, you know? We have blush pink.
Teal.
It's beautiful. And we have... Like, I'm really surprised that a lot of my friends wanted, like, lime green and yellow and those all those funky colors.
Mm-hmm. But why not, right?
Yeah, why not? It's individualized.
And it's a way to make a statement, right? Especially when you're drinking your bubble tea. Like, instead of drinking some boring plastic straw, why not drink a glass straw with this amazing design?
You're selling it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just incidentally selling it.
That's awesome. You guys know so much about straws. It's like blowing my mind. We're just going to take a quick ad break, and then we will be back afterwards to talk more with Friendly Collective.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
Studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Vin.
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show. We talk about events, actors, directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Welcome back to 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. My name is Kelly, and I am in the studio with Friendly Collective. So before the break, they talked a little bit about the design of their straws, how they got started, their history, lots of really interesting information. Can you guys expand a little bit on what boba is or what bubble tea is, just for listeners who maybe don't know about it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, so boba is essentially the pearls, and so those are the sticky and chewy tapioca pearls that are in the bubble tea drink. And so the bubble tea liquid can include different types of flavors. So it could be milk tea, it could be some sort of green tea, black tea. There are multiple options to go with the pearls. And this drink originated, I believe,
from Taiwan.
By Taiwan, right?
Yeah, and that's where we're basically sourcing our glass from.
Yeah, it's full circle.
Yeah, it's full circle, really. And you know what's crazy? Taiwan is on the same agenda as we are.
Right.
Like, in terms of banning plastic and straws, and they are the capital of bubble tea.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it's
where
crazy.
It originated,
and,
right?
And, like, a huge population of bubble tea drinkers are the diasporas, Asian diasporas, mm-hmm. which includes San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver, and those three cities that I just listed mm-hmm. are also on the same agenda. Isn't it crazy? It's all of the environmentally, conscious bans that are happening right now.
Right in the cities.
Are happening in boba central cities.
Which is amazing, I think.
Amazing because, like we said earlier, it encourages innovation. But back to what we were talking about, like, what the heck
what's boba,
right?
I mean, I think we use boba, like, that term here in Vancouver, right?
Yeah. So I believe it's, like, a West Coast, California term brought over by, I think, the Taiwanese.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what they use. They term it like boba over there, right?
I think it's called boba. I'm butchering it. But it's basically these little balls of starch extracted from cassava plants.
Right, and they have a chewy texture, and yeah. they're sweet.
Yeah, right. And like in America, they are known for being soaked in honey, but here mm-hmm. in Canada, we're known for soaking in maple syrup. I'm not kidding.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Cool, fun fact.
Yeah, and natural sweeteners, you know.
There you go.
And yeah, just having that little extra kick when you're drinking a fun drink, mm-hmm. just something to chew on. If
literally,
I mean, maybe that's why I have TMJ.
I mean, it's awesome because you also can customize the actual drink.
Yeah.
Right? For sweetness and for ice. And
traditionally, the Taiwanese drink uses milk tea. Mm-hmm. Milk tea can be traced over colonial Asia, like Hong Kong. And
it's not just tea with milk, I believe.
Yeah, nowadays we have so many different kinds of milk teas, like Thai milk tea, taro milk tea, mm-hmm. strawberry milk tea, and like even regular tea, just to have it with the tapioca texture.
And there are tons of bubble tea shops in Vancouver.
Yeah, more and more are popping up. Like these last few weeks, have you noticed?
Yeah, there are bubble tea shops opening all
like
over the place.
Like these international brands coming to like the bubble tea capitals of North America. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. It's happening during this era where plastic is being banned, yet they pump out so much plastic. It's
The plastic cup to the plastic straw itself, right?
Yeah, from
even the plastic covering the cup
okay,
as well, right?
Every customer that walks in and purchases something leaves with 3 pieces of plastic.
Yeah.
1, the cup. 2, the lid, whether it be the sealed lid that's like made up, like sealed from a heated machine mm-hmm. or the pop-on lid, and the straw. So 3 pieces.
Per customer. Yeah.
And if you're familiar with the bubble tea culture, it's crazy. Like how many customers walk in and out per day? Like
people get more than one bubble tea in a day.
Yeah.
It's almost bigger than Starbucks.
I'm not kidding. Like we're not kidding. It's a huge
morning,
deal.
Afternoon, night. It goes with a meal if anything.
And okay, I hate bringing on my ex-boyfriend, but like
she's really spilling the tea.
The
bubble tea.
Like he spent $1,500 per month during first year of university on bubble tea.
That's probably normal.
Yeah,
I'm
not kidding you. It's normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's just an average UBC student, and I know kids like who are living by themselves for their first time, not knowing how to manage their money, like him.
but they just, really can't live without it in some ways,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Starbucks, like, I don't know. I don't think I should name the brands, but it's like we have so many brands of bubble tea brands here in the Lower Mainland mm-hmm. where, like, so many of them can be known as international brands, and they are the Starbucks of bubble tea world.
Essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And so getting back to the straws specifically, I mean, even if the straw ban wasn't a thing in Vancouver, why would people actually want to carry around a reusable straw? Like, what's the incentive there, and like, why do people find that like an attractive concept?
Well, you see, we have the compost system now, and that wasn't a very attractive thing. We had, now we have the recycling system. Like, if you go back a few decades ago, that wasn't an attractive thing.
That wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, period. So now, if you look at water bottles, we went from flasks to plastic water bottles to now, I guess, tin bottles, like
metallic bottles. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a culture thing. Like, right now, it's kind of starting to build up where people are starting to bring their own reusable utensils and straws, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, the more people that use it, the more where it's more acceptable and where, like, people will be like, oh, like, okay, so you bring your own straw, and so it's not as weird, and so it's not as culturally strange.
Yeah, and I guess one of the reasons why we want Friendly Collective to be a thing within our neighborhood is because there's nothing like it right now. We want to encourage people to go towards the zero waste lifestyle without feeling like, oh, I'm going towards a hippie path. Like, no.
It's an everyone path.
It's an everyone path. If you really care about your health, if you really care about your children's life,
about the environment,
grandchildren,
about animals, right?
Yeah.
There's that really disturbing video about the turtle and the straw.
Oh, by the way, that's one of the reasons why I want to start a straw company. Like,
because of that video.
Because of that video that went viral 3 years ago. I don't know if they
I saw it. It was very disturbing.
Yeah. I know. It's when you look at some creature or life itself when it's suffering, it really just,
it's very tragic.
It's so tragic.
So basically the video was someone was trying to pull out a plastic straw out of the turtle's nostril, and
the turtle was suffering, and I don't know if it was
like moaning and crying as the straw was being pulled out of its nostril, and you could kind of see the blood. Like,
not kind of, it was very evident.
It was very, yeah.
And if that doesn't pull your heartstrings, then are you even human? I don't know.
That video pops up every once in a while on my Facebook timeline,
right,
and every single time I see it, it just like breaks my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
It just, like, yeah, it stirs up so many feelings, and yeah.
You know, to be environmentally friendly, and with all this plastic going around in our life, plastic is normalized, and it's. People shouldn't feel guilty for using something that is so normalized.
I mean, but we're not perfect ourselves,
yeah,
right?
We're not perfect ourselves. But the thing is, there is something that we can do about that guilt. If no one else is providing us a solution, why not us? Why not? Why can't we? We're not at, like, we're not graduates yet.
we're still students,
yeah,
right?
We're still students, but we can still do something about it.
And if it makes even like a few people make that switch from plastic to glass or a reusable straw, like, that already is rewarding enough.
Yeah, and I would say the incentive would be the fact that it is aesthetically pleasing. Like, I personally wouldn't carry a steel straw around.
I would want to, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I want something pretty, you know?
I'm happy to flaunt my glass straw and show everyone.
There was a point
shame.
Where I carried around, like, after my wallet fell apart, I carried around a Ziploc bag, putting my all my coins in it.
Oh, like as a wallet?
Yeah, as a wallet. And I thought, like, why do we need materialistic things? Mm-hmm. And I was in that phase. And then when I finally got a Kate Spade wallet, I'm like, my life has changed.
like it's kind of rational in some ways. Like,
yeah,
I'm spending, like,
really,
a really expensive amount on this wallet, right?
Let's be real. We are in a capitalist world. We are, we love materialized items.
We want to make our product a thing where people would want as, like, an aesthetic thing. Like, I'm proud to have this piece of item.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only because for its, like, environmental reasons, but for, like, okay, it's something I want to show off.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Like, and something that we brought up earlier, the value of plastic versus the value of having something cute, you know? Plastic straws, like we said earlier, you could see it all over the city. People really don't care about it. And if you have something of a quality material like glass, like, would you...
I would treat it like it's my baby. I would just carry it around.
Boba,
and, like,
baby.
So there you go. But, like, I would just make sure that, like, I would take care of it. And, like, it definitely makes you more aware, right?
Yeah.
Of everything. And you can definitely, it's easier to say no to those plastic straws, right?
You know how, like, there was a point of movie culture where Mean Girls were a thing. Like, they, like the filmmakers who filmed it, probably they were bullied and they just focused on Mean Girls. And it's like the cool people were always the Mean Girls. But nowadays, it's not cool to be mean. It's cool to be kind.
It's cool to be nice.
It's cool to be nice. It's you're an outcast if you're a mean person, if you're a litter bug, if you really just don't care about the environment around you. It's really not cool. It's like, what the heck are you doing?
Like, you can't just throw that on the ground. Like, who are you, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's, I hate to point fingers at what's normal and what's not, but like, if you can be anything in this world, why not be kind?
Exactly.
Kind to everything around you. Mm-hmm. So what's the incentive here? The incentive is to be a good person, I guess.
That's about it. I mean, like,
yeah,
that's
simple.
That's what comes down to it,
yeah,
essentially.
Friendly, be friendly. Simple. It's,
I mean, hey,
it's
you
not
can even share your own glass straw with your friends.
Yeah. If you're cool that way.
We'll let it happen.
That's awesome. And I think on the kind of environmental side of things, it's really easy now, like, because we're very much in an environmental crisis with so much pollution and climate change and all these things. It's super easy to just feel hopeless. And, like, I feel like a lot of people don't do anything because they're like, well, my tiny actions aren't going to do anything, especially when there's these, like, big corporations who are still, like, pumping in so much pollution into the atmosphere every single day. And you're like, what does it matter if, like, I do something super tiny for the environment? Like, nobody's going to notice. But, like, if everyone in the world started using plastic or glass straws instead of plastic straws, and, you know, that's totally gone, then that's so much pollution that you're saving from, like, going into the ocean or into landfills or whatever.
No,
so
exactly.
I think that's a really great incentive to do something. And it's like,
right.
Individual action totally does matter. And I think that you guys are taking a step in the right direction and, like, getting, especially when it's aesthetic too, because I totally agree. If something's not cute, then people don't want to use it. Because like you said earlier with Nokias, like, Nokias are super reliable. They last forever, but, like, they're not nice. Whereas you have some other smartphones that, like, break if you drop them, like, 10 inches from the ground and they just smash, but people still use them because they look good. So I think you're kind of hitting, like, both of those sides of things. So maybe if somebody doesn't care about the environment, they're like, hey, this is cute.
But then
that's what we're hoping to achieve.
Yeah, and then for the people that do care about the environmental side of things, they're like, well, this is good for the environment and it's cute. So it's like win-win no matter what.
Exactly.
That's really awesome.
I like the fact that you brought up the point of an individual action being...
makes a difference.
Being an impactful action, you know? Like, it is... it's not just an individual thing, but it's, if we look at the bigger picture, if putting it all together, it's a we thing.
I mean, we're all in this together at the end of the day.
High School
right?
Musical.
No key reference, you know.
It's true. And we could, there's so many examples. That's why we're here in university. We come to university to earn our superhero capes. Isn't that what academia is for? And so we hope to leave a legacy that people will forget about. I hope that people won't have to remember that there was a time where people did use plastic.
We hope it's a thing of the past, eventually, you know.
Seriously, it's like, looking at our grandparents or our parents' generation is like, really? This is your mindset? Like, what the heck? Hopefully our grandchildren or our children will look at us like, really? You didn't blink an eye?
You threw something on the ground?
You didn't blink an eye when you bought that drink in a plastic container? And I really hope that's a thing in the past, and everyone collectively doing things together. Like, so many examples. Like, what can I say? Composting. Like, I remember when BC Hydro came to my elementary school. a lot of people are like, what even heck? Like, why would they even compost at home? That's disgusting.
Like,
that's
the like, gross food.
That's
it's
like manure
smell.
On my yard. Like, but look at us now. It's in our kitchens.
It's all over campus, if anything, right?
Yeah.
We're composting. It's right outside our buildings.
Everyone doing things together and having it become a normalized action.
I think it's only a matter of time, if anything.
Yeah, it's a very human act, like a very human, what's the word? Like a, it's just a very human psychological evolution, mm-hmm. culturally. We're able to adapt to something new. Like
I mean,
composting.
Obviously there's some like, yeah. Like complaints maybe initially, but eventually people do get, you know, they
yeah,
get used
sure,
to it, right?
For sure.
And like, again, like one person making a difference, right? It's kind of like voting. I mean,
yes.
Oh, okay. Why should I vote? It's only one vote. And then, you know, over in the States, you know.
That's what happened. Yeah.
I mean, that's a perfect example, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, why should I use, like, glass? Why? It's just a plastic straw, right? And then the next thing you know, it ends up in some turtle's nostril, right?
Yeah. It's actually really sad. If you think, you see that viral video, it's just that one turtle, hey? No, if you see that one turtle, imagine how many other animals.
That's just
are
one
out
straw.
There. Yeah, that's just one straw. How many straws does the world go through every day? Imagine how many animals that does affect. It's not just straws; it's any plastic.
I mean, like approximately 57 million straws are used in Canada every single day.
Fact.
That's absurd. That's a lot of straws.
Exactly, and you know, think about it. In the States, in Taiwan, worldwide, like how many plastic straws are used?
Yeah.
Right? And not to mention disposable cups, right? So that's
yeah.
2.6 million.
Yeah, that's our next project. Well, we're currently working on. Mm-hmm. Just
it's
because,
still in R&D.
Yeah, it's taking time. We wish that we could just launch it right now, but it takes time to make the perfect product just so we don't have beta products version 1.0, 2.0, and yeah. like having you put that first version at the back of your...
No,
cover?
We're not like iPhone. Don't worry.
No, don't. Yes, great example. Wow.
We won't like miss out on the features. We're just gonna give you all the features right from
yeah,
the get go.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not gonna hold back.
And yeah, that's just the values of our group, Organization Friendly Collective. Just
sounds like you guys are very focused on just like baby steps. Like you see the big picture, mm-hmm. but you're like, how can we like do this slowly and like take the time to
yeah.
get the perfect product.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
I mean, it's great if you make your own DIY mason jars, but...
Yeah, like I've seen mason jars with those gym bottle caps on top.
Oh, you mean the protein shake?
Yeah, protein shake. Like they put the protein shake caps on mason jars.
Honestly, like that's an affordable option. If you're okay with that, then totally go for it.
I mean, it's better than using like a plastic cup.
Yeah,
right?
but I would only encourage it if you have that product already. Otherwise, if you see something better in the future, you're just going to...
Like Boba Baby?
Yeah. Like I said earlier, like if you purchase a DIY... object and you see something better, psychologically you're gonna want that something better later on.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So we have to take a quick ad break now, but then after the break we will be back with Friendly Collective. Thanks for tuning in.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday! Thursday night only! Thunderbird Radio Hell!
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Uh, all right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Okay, and we're back. You are tuned in to 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people on UBC's Point Grey campus. So we are back here with Friendly Collective. Before the break, they talked a little bit about the straw ban and the design of the straws and just some really interesting things about environmentalism. And what I'm curious about now, after hearing about all that, is where is Boba Baby and Friendly Collective at now? Are you making the straws already? Are they kind of starting to go into production? Or, yeah, where are you at?
Yeah, so right now we have a Taiwanese manufacturer. It's actually currently being produced as we speak, probably. So we actually have our first initial orders of straws being made, and we're aiming for them to probably arrive around December or maybe January, depending on how it goes. But we do have our initial order. We've ordered a few colors, and our initial design will be out really soon. If you guys want more information, we have our Instagram at Boba Baby.
At Boba Baby, B-O-B-A-B-A-B-Y underscore C-A. So that's Boba Baby underscore C-A. And from there, you can find our updates through our posts. And we post a lot of pictures of bubble tea litter around Vancouver. It's actually pretty sad.
But we make it pretty with filters, of course.
Yeah, duh. And from there, you could also find our interesting Insta stories and a lot of freebie prizes. That's right. We're planning to, really incentivize this.
Yeah, so we're actually going to give free straws out once they actually come.
Yeah, every few weeks. really, I want people to get on it because I really believe that this is the change that we need in the food industry.
And we also have our website, friendlycollective.com. So if you guys go onto that website, you guys can check out all our other initiatives, what Friendly Collective is all about as well.
And through the Boba Baby underscore CA Instagram, you'll hear about when we're going to launch and our launch party. And most importantly, thank you to you guys. You guys are our listeners. You guys get to have a 25% off with our code CITR that you could apply to bobababy.ca, which you can find out when it launches by following us on Instagram at bobababy underscore CA. From there, you can find our interesting posts like...
So we have awesome Instagram stories, and we also post pictures of straws on the ground. But we make it really pretty with filters, don't worry.
Yeah, making litter pretty. But anyway, not only do we want to push out products, we really just want to bring awareness to how big of a problem this industry is.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it'll also be on our Shopify account, right, when we start selling.
Yeah, so bobababy.ca is basically our Shopify account. We know that it'll be great. It'll be fun to work with, just because Kylie Jenner made it work, you know?
If she can do it, so can us. And also Amazon later down the line as well, right?
For sure.
So speaking of which...
Yes, let's get into the fun stuff. All right, so we have compiled a list of bad Amazon reviews.
For other unnamed bubble tea glass straws.
Yes, and so these reviews, we basically considered these, while designing our glass straws, we took into consideration.
They're definitely valuable feedback for our straws.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Okay, let's
Okay, Sophia, you're going to try and read them with a straight face.
This is like 1 out of 5 stars. Wait, straight face or funny voice? Well, can I just do it in the voice that I want to use?
Okay, go for it.
Don't order this. It won't work for bubble tea.
I recognize the voice.
Oh, thank you. I was a huge fan of Miranda Sings. It was an embarrassing phase. This straw is absolutely useless for drinking bubble tea. It's not nearly big enough to drink bubble tea with. There is no way any tapioca pearls would fit through this straw. Don't order this product if you want to drink anything besides water.
Preach. Preach. Oh, I definitely like the second one. I mean, it has 4 stars.
Oh, by the way, just want to mention that this straw size that was 1 out of 5 stars was 19 centimeters long, 0.8 centimeters in diameter. Very close to a bubble tea straw, but that very little tiny millimeter
makes all the difference.
Yeah,
right?
It makes all the difference to the experience. Okay, your turn.
Okay, well, this is 4 out of 5 stars, but so it's called Not for Bubble Tea. I initially purchased these straws to drink boba with, but I had to suck on the straw so hard to get the boba.
Suck!
I do not recommend getting these straws to drink boba. That's the only reason I took 1 star off. I would take way more stars off. I'm just saying. The straw itself is sturdy and great for other drinks.
But yeah, so what's the point of buying multiple straws when you could just buy 1 straw for everything? Right?
There you go.
Right? All right, and this one, 1 out of 5 stars. Ooh, this should be fun.
Mm.
Should I do it in my annoying voice? Now everyone's going to hate me.
I mean.
The boba pearls will get stuck inside of the straw. In brackets, check the attached picture. Sorry, this is a radio. We can't show you the picture. And you'll have to suck really hard to get them.
I see a pattern here.
Yeah.
Sucking really hard, I think. Yeah.
And in that review, it says, these straws are potential choking hazards because they're not big enough for boba. A lot of time, the boba pearls will get stuck inside of the straw. And you'll have to suck really hard to get them through. Wow, interesting. Interesting. Critique right there. If you're not careful while trying to suck the stuck boba pearls...
Keep going.
Through the straw, it might shoot straight down your throat and you can choke. That's what the review says, guys.
I mean, they're just trying to be cautious and warn the public about potentially choking.
Yeah, that's
from sucking too hard.
I mean, they're telling the truth. It's reality.
There you go.
That 1 millimeter, man.
Yeah, I didn't realize that people were so critical about straws, but it's good that you're listening to that feedback and taking into consideration when you're making boba baby.
Exactly.
That's great.
We wouldn't let that happen.
And now
just for the record.
Safety first.
Finish off this review. What sort of straw advertises boba straw not be able to suck a boba? ! Don't buy this. You'll wish you found a bigger straw.
I.E.S.
I.E.S.
Yeah, so boba baby sounds like it's going to be the perfect mix. Some of those were too big, too small. Yours will be just right.
The middle bear.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Well, do you guys have any last things you want to say about boba baby? Last comments? Things you want to tell listeners at all before we start to wrap up?
Well, I just want to thank everyone for listening. And
if you made it this far, congrats.
Yeah. Not sure if you're tired of our voices yet. I'm really glad that you're still listening because I really believe that this is an important message for everyone to know that we are the solution because we tried looking out there. Boba Baby was created out of necessity. Not really for any greedy reasons.
No.
Yeah, it's more like wow, there's really no solution out there, and people are just buying one thing after another and wasting products on Earth. And why not create the perfect one so people don't have to go through that trial and error, right?
Exactly. And just making one simple choice, you know, not to use those plastic straws or not to throw away that plastic straw on the ground, or simple steps like that really do make a difference.
Definitely.
All right, so just to wrap it up, do you want to just remind people where they can find you online, on social media?
Yeah, for sure. Our main platform is definitely Instagram, so find us on Instagram, BobaBaby_CA. And you can find Boba Baby on Facebook, and our website is BobaBaby.ca. But for Friendly Collective, our parent company.
Yeah, so if you want to check out our website, it's called friendlycollective.com. And so that's where you'll find all the information about our website, what our values are, our different projects lined up as well.
Yeah, and just to clarify, since a lot of people are pretty confused between Boba Baby and Friendly Collective, Boba Baby is just one of the many collections that we hope to just get out from Friendly Collective. And if you follow our Friendly Collective website, you'll find blogs on our eco-friendly journey.
On different topics, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in today. It was a pleasure talking to you. I learned so much about straws, so much more than I thought I could possibly
learn. We're glad.
Learn.
I'm so glad.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much for being here. That was Friendly Collective, and you are listening to 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at UBC. Next up, we have Arts Report, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening.